No, it's on. It's on? Mishnah Berurah, Paskins and Hilchos Tefillah. Vo'imrim the Ramoch, Vo'imrim Achasim at Tefillah. You say after finishing davening, Aleinu L'Shabech Mu'umot, standing. V'yizoy lo'imri b'kavona. You've got to be very careful to say b'kavona. U'kishemagia el keel elo elo yeshia, yafsik ma'at koidim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, b'kavona. What's the meaning of saying Aleinu L'Shabech with a big kavana? V'yesh leima Aleinu, you're mechuyev to say Aleinu be'emo uve'yira. With aim, with fear, and with Kichol tzva shemaim shemim, because all the tzva, the hosts of the shemaim of the heaven are listening. Vakudush Baruch Hu oimid im pamalia shemaria. Ribbono Shlom Kaviyochel is standing with the pamalia shemala. V'kulam oimim v'oimim asher yom shekocholay asher yom shehashem lekof. And Rabbi Nishlam, when he sees Klal Yisrael saying Aleinu L'Shabeach, so he stands with all the Malachim, and he says, Geva Kuk, take a look at Klal Yisrael, Ashrei Ha'om Shekoch Aloi, praise is the one, and praise Hashem Elekov. What's so chashu about Aleinu? It's like any other tefillah. The worst better than Krishma. Shemana Esra, that you have to say Be'emo V'yiro, Kol Tzva Shemaim Shemim, everybody stands still, waits, looks, watches, Klal Yisrael saying Aleinu L'Shabeach, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is standing, Kaviyochel, with all the Malachim, and they're all listening to Klal Yisrael saying Aleinu L'Shabeach. What's the Chashivas of Aleinu L'Shabeach? The Bach says, Hatam, the reason why we say Aleinu L'Shabeach at the end of davening. Litkoya bilvaveinu is to implant in our hearts, Kodim sheniftorim levoteinu, before we go home, Yichud Malchus Shamayim, the Inyan that Ribbono Shel Olam is Hashem Echad, He's the one and only, v'shichazik bilvaveinu emuna zu, that this emuna should be strengthened in our heart. Shiyave hagilulim min haaretz, volim kol shikreis, and that there'll come a time where the Ribbono Shel Olam will wipe out all avodah zarah. Ki oz, this is the big chiddush of the Bach. Gam ki yesh l'chol echad mi Yisrael masel matrim akusim. Even though that Klal Yisrael goes out after shachris, and they had to do business deals with goyim, umatzlichim. And they matzliach. Loi niftun lo aveina el alilim ba'al yalba machshofto yichas v'sholom shum hira aveira. That once you see, you go out there, and you see the goyim, the oivde aveida zora, are matzliach, and you have to do with them in business. So chas v'sholom, we might have a hargosha that derech rishoyim tzlecho, that the way of rishoyim, goyim, oivde aveida zora is matzliach. So we might have a habamina of being an oivet avodah zarah. So in order not to have that machshava, says the Bach, that's the reason why we say Aleinu L'Shabeach. Pella, it's the last thing on our minds that we're going to go and do business with goyim, and we're going to have a habamina of hayyosh that they're matzliach, we're going to be oivet avodah zarah. That's what we're worried about. Faket. We walk away from a business deal with a guy, we say how stupid a guy is. Jew knows how to mess over a yid, a guy. Gewaldig, adrabba. Why should we have a havamina that the hatzlocha of goyim is going to force us to be oivda avida zara? And therefore, every time we go out there, we've got to say Aleinu L'Shabeach in order to implant in us the emunah that will come a time that Ribbono Shel Olam will be Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad. The Makor of Aleinu L'Shabeach was Yeshua. Yeshua was Musakin Aleinu Lishabeach the Shas when he came into Eretz Yisrael and he surrounded Yericho. Whoever knows Tanakh knows that he went around seven times and then he blew Shofar and the walls fell in and then he conquered it. And you never find in any other town that Yeshua went through Eretz Yisrael that he had to do what we call some sort of Nes or some sort of Tefillah. He went in and fought here. He went around seven times with the whole Tefillah. And then the fools fell in, and then he could come and conquer. So Mefarshim explained that Yericho was the Mekor HaTumah. It was the Rome of the Goyim and Atkufa. And Hayyos, the Koyach HaTumah, was fighting with Koyach HaKedusha. So Yeshua had to sort of break the Koyach HaTumah with certain tefillahs, with the Tekiyah Shofar. Once he broke through the Koyach HaTumah, then he could walk in and fight and take over. But in order to break the Koyach HaTumah, at that moment, that point, when they were going around, he was mistaken to say the tefillah of Aleinu Lishabeach. That when Aleinu Lishabeach was in Nischadish, where it says over there that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Hashem Echod, but Aleinu Koros Yikareis, and all Avida Avodah Zarah, there will come a time where all Avodah Zarah will be wiped out. To say in tefillah, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was Mesakin. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was B'shas the Chum Bais, so he was Mesakin to be Mechazik, Klal Yisrael in Golos. When Klal Yisrael went out to Golos, he was Mesakin that we say Aleinu Lishabeach, to give a Chizuk to Klal Yisrael, that even though it looks to us that the Goyim are winning, it looks to us that if the Avodah Zarah or the Etzem on top, Aleinu Lishabeach gave us a Chizuk that there will come a time where the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Hashem Echod and all Avodah Zarah will be wiped out. It'll give us a Chizuk into Golos. Im Kol Zeh, it's a gewaltige tefillah, nachon. But what's pshat that Pamalia Shalmaila are standing there, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam standing and saying that when we say Aleinu Lishabeach, he says on us, Ashrei Ha'om Shekach Aloi, Ashrei Ha'om Shehashem Elekov. It's giving shvach to Klal Yisrael, kilo we said something out of the ordinary. He doesn't say that on a Shema Yisrael. And I want to be mazbe even more. The Bach. That if we, what we it, for us a chizuk, before we go out and do business with Goyim, when we leave Shachris, and we say Aleinu Lishabeach, it's a chizuk for us that we shouldn't get influence from the Goyim. We're going to do business with the Goyim. And we're going to see that Goyim are matzliach. And pshat is that we're going to feel that we're second-class citizens, so therefore we might get influenced by them. Aleinu Lishabeach gives us a chizuk. So I want to bring down over here there's a Kol Koira that was given out going back close to 70-80 years ago, a Kol Koira from one of the Gedolim. So when Germany was becoming the culture of the world, and the enlightened Jews, as they call them, Berlin was coming, Yerushalayim, what they used to call it, the Meshech Chochmah calls it Yerushalayim of Europe, and Berlin became the center for Yeshiva Bochrim, for Rachman al-Islam Yidden, that were getting more reformed, more conservative, more enlightened, and they were holding that that's where the Yeshua is going to become. There's a famous Meshech Chochmah that's Masbidis. There was a Kol Koira from one of the Gedolim, and he explains. He says, I'll tell you a Chiddush. He says, Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael from when Yeshua walked in to the Churban Bayis Sheni 850 years. In the 850 years that Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, came out all the time they were Ivda Avodah Zarah. If you go through the history of Tanakh, you will see every Peruk came out of Tanakh. There's another Ivda Avodah Zarah. There was an Achav, there was this, there was that. Yet, they were medaktik b'halocha kala k'chamur. Klal Yisrael were frum, they were shen v'teirah mitzvahs. In fact, Achav, his man Achav, the Pasuk tells us that b'shas when by Achav, they were even makpid on mitzvah. Mitzvah, somebody spoke Lashon Hara. Arba Anoshim was sent chutz l'machaneh. You're talking about Ovda Avodah Zarah. Achav was doch from the Gresta Ovda Avodah Zarah. And yet he sent four people out from the Machane because they were Matsuroim. It's not a steal. Ovda Avodah Zarah were always, you go through the history of Klal Yisrael, there was always a Chabura, there was always part of Klal Yisrael of Ovda Avodah Zarah. Yet, they were always Mamush Medaktik Halacha Kachamur. What was one of the reasons why they were Ivda Avodah Zarah? If you take a look in the Torah, one of the reasons, the Issa of Avodah Zarah, was Kamaise Mitzrayim, don't do by us. There's an in and of Havdalah between Goyim and Yidden. I'm not even going into the Avodah Zarah of that they were serving Avodah Zarah because they held there was another God. I'm not going into that Nekudah. But one of the main reasons why they served Avodah Zarah was Liyos Kechol HaAmim. And if you go through the whole Tanakh, you will see rayas from all different psukim, all the way down the line, that one of the reasons why they were Ivda Avodah Zarah was because they wanted to have the culture of the Goyim, Liyos Kechol HaAmim. In fact, this nekuda of Liyos Kechol HaAmim was a meridik Avodah Zarah. That was, Avodah Zarah means Avodah Shehi Zarah. It's an Avodah which is strange to you. It's estranged to you. Doesn't have to, it could be serving idols because everybody else serves idols. But the inyan of why they served it, besides they wanted to have certain koichas atuma, one of the main reasons was because they wanted to be like all the other goyim. Liyos Kechol HaAmim. And if you take a look in the Tanakh, you will see that they were makpid on kala kachamura. They were talmidei chachomim, they were sitting and learning, they were shem shviyas, they were shem maisras. In the zman of Achav, which was the highest point came out of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Matzeiroim, he was sent out of the machne because he spoke Lashon Hara, he became a Matzeiro. Either were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Mishkan Stira. We look at the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Psha is Baal Po'oi. Baal Po'oi was used the base of Kisi. What's the grace of Avodah Zarah? We don't understand the Yetzirah B'chlal. But in those days, Psha is the Yetzirah was to be like the Goyim. Liyos Kechol HaAmim. And Rabbeinu Shlomo says, V'avdel Eschem. If you're to me, in Atashali, if you, there's a Havdalah between the Goyim and Yidden, Atem Shali. And if you're not, Atem Shal Nevuchadnetzer, say Chazal. You're going to be Shaykh to Nevuchadnetzer. Shaykh to Nevuchadnetzer. Well, if I don't have the full Havdalah, you're not part of me, says Rabbeinu Shlomo, yeah. Klal Yisrael is an Am B'fnei Atzmo. Klal Yisrael, B'kedushosei, is different than the rest. We have our own culture. Liyos Kechol HaAmim was a Yetzahara, was an Avodah Zarah that went through all the generations. Came along Chazal and was Mevatel Avodah Zarah. What was they Mevatel Avodah Zarah? What were they Mevatel? They were Mevatel the Yetzahara of bowing down to Eitz Ve'Even. That means the Yetzahara of using stone or an idol to bow down to it, or to do whatever they had to do. That Avodah Zorah, that you chiyuv misa, was bafel. We don't understand it today. But the Chazal didn't take away the Avodah Zorah of Avodah Shehi Zorah, the foreign Avodah, which is Liyos Kechol HaAmim. That Yitzhahara state. And you'll see after the Zman HaGolos, they became new Yitzhaharas. They became new Yitzhaharas. Whether it was Yovan, whether you go through all the generations of Golos, Ad HaYom Hazeh, we are still over the Avodah Zorah. And the Avodah Zorah, whether it's money, whether it's Liyos Kechol HaAmim, to have their culture, to look like them, to join in their games, to be part of their culture. This is all part of the Avodah Zorah that's been passed down from generation to generation. There's no difference between the Avodah Zorah of what we do today, which in God we trust is written on the dollar, or whether it's being enlightened, what we have to be, whether it's learning Chochmah Chitzonius, whether it's college, whether it's sports, whatever it is. Liyos Kechol HaAmim. That Nakuda of being like all other Yidden, like all other Goyim, that Avodah Zorah state. That Yitzhahara was never taken away. The Yitzhahara of serving stone, eights, wood, and that were Mechiyiv Misa, if we do it, that was taken away. But the Yitzhahara of Avodah Zorah, Avodah Shehi Zorah, and Avodah, which is foreign to us, that stayed all the way through generations. And in every generation there was another Avodah Zorah. Whether it's Ma'aseh Yovan, whether it's the sports, whether it's money, whether it's to look like them, to dress like them, to be enlightened like them. If you take a look in the Meshech Chochem, Parshas B'chul Kesai, he talks about, this is going back 15, 20, 20 years before Hitler turned up in town. He says, people are walking around thinking Berlin is Yerushalayim, and this is where the Geula is going to come from, being the enlightened Jew, the Jew that goes to college, the Jew that went to university, the doctor, the professor. In Germany they held first German, second Jew. In my house I'm a Jew, outside I'm a German. And this was the whole conservative and reform movement started. The couple they took off. Moshe Mendelssohn was a Frum Yid. He wrote a Pirush on Ganz Vachumish. He started Epes Vos, that when you went outside, Epes he held that you shouldn't wear a kapel. From the little kapel that he didn't wear outside, his kids went off and married Goyim. Why? Because Avodah Zorah. There was an Avodah Zorah in the house. By him, it was a shitter. Liyos Kechol HaAmim. We might stop anti-Semitism if we start looking like them. And Ad HaYom Hazeh, the same Avodah Zorah is today. Whether it's luxuries, whether it's the cars, whether it's the houses, it's the money. Whatever it is, it's the way we dress, it's the way we talk. This is all part of the Avodah Zorah. No different than Zman HaMikdash, where Klal Yisrael were makpid on Kala Kechamura, and it was still over the Avodah Zorah. No difference. And if you take a look at Chazal, and if you take a look in Tanakh, you'll see the reason why there was Chubbanas, Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Beis HaMikdash Sheni, the way of the Avodah Zorah. And if you take a look in the Nuremberg, what Hitler gave out in 1935, 1936, you will see each point. However, Victor Miller has a whole shmooz to prove that everything that Klal Yisrael were over in that day, the Nuremberg laws was connected it. They wanted to be Kechol HaGoyim, so the Nuremberg law was that you can't have sheiches with the Yid ad doy revi'i. If his great-grandfather was a Jew, even though a Peloch is not Jew, send him to the camps. Go through all the Nuremberg laws, you will see, one by one, says Rabbi Victor Miller, and he proves and he goes through every one, how Liyos Kechol HaAmim, Hitler came along and threw it back in your face. You can't walk into places where Goyim are. You can't be part of a university. You can't have your own shop. He went through everyone. It's a Meridike Shmuz from Rabbi Victor Miller. Of going through every law that Hitler put down, was to give them a message to Yidden, it doesn't work. When you join their culture, they will spit you out at the end. Because that's the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. That we can't be part of their culture. And Ad HaYom Hazeh, we still owe the Avodah Zarah. And the Avdil Eschem, the Havdalah between Yid and Goy, and how much Ribbono Shel Olam looks at us, how Jewish are you and how not Jewish are you? You can be Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, Chovos HaEvorim. You'll do the mitzvahs with your Eivorim, with your limbs, but the Levovos, your heart, will be Shaykh to the other side. Rashi says, "Va'avdil eschem min ha'amim liyo isli." I separated you from all the goyim to be mine. Im atem muvdolim mehem, hare atem sheli. If you're muvdol and you're separated from them, then you're mine. Vim loy hare atem shel Nebuchadnezzar v'chaveirov. If not, you belong to Nebuchadnezzar. And ad hayom hazeh, we're still in the same pot. Shomrei Torah mitzvahs, medakta kalak hachamura. We can spend $150, $300 on the esrog. And we've got the most kosherest tefillin that probably 100 years ago, not the Godel Hador wore such kosher tefillin like we have. And we're makbid on shiurim, that probably in the previous generation they didn't have the money to be makbid on such shiurim. Somebody once said that nobody today would make kiddush on what the Chavetz Chaim made kiddush on the size of Becha. And today we wouldn't wear the Chavetz Chaim tefillin. It's not kosher. Rivua, it's not exactly the way they do it today. Avada, Chovos HaEvorim, the Chov of our limbs, of Lelamaisa, way ahead of the Chovos HaLevavos, where we're holding. How much of the outside culture we bring into the Beis HaMikdash? How much of Ovdei Avodah Zarah are we? That's each one to his own. But it's still there. And that the Sifri says, Yishomru Lachem, Penifta Levavchem. We say in Krishna, be careful. In case, Yifta Levavchem. Saratem Vavaratem Elhim Achirim. Shekivin Sha'odam Perishim Natera Holoch Mudavik Vavida Zora. Soon as you, Penifta Levavchem Elhim Achirim, there's suddenly going to be Ovda Vavida Zora. Who's Ovda Vavida Zora today? We don't even understand the Yetzirah of bowing down, giving to eat, to a pestle, an idol. Yet that Yetzirah was taken away. The culture, the songs, the books. In God we trust. The dollar, the college, the cars, the whole thing. That is Avodah Zarah. That's liyeis kechol ha'amim. It goes even further how liyeis kechol ha'amim we are. Small moshul. How we bichlal go to shiduchim. How we go out. How we propose. We talk about proposing today. How did this bocha propose? What did he do? What goisha maisa did he do? Did he take the plane? Did he take the boat? Did he get out? What balloon did he use? What shock did he give? This is alt kechol hagoyim. Where did you go to? Stolzach for. A person wants to pick out an estrik. Pick out an estrik. So Matisyo said there's mushroom in Lakewood. Pick out an esrog. So what do? You take a whole box of esrog and you sit down in Rehov Strauss and you go through every esrog. Stel zich voor, you take that whole box and you go to the base kiss, you sit there and you look at every esrog for 2 hours. You'd feel a bit out of place. He says, Gebakuk. He says, a bocha goes out, He wants to shtel avek eshtub. He wants to shtel up a house. Binyan adayad, a Torah de gishtub. And he's going to be a real ben Torah, and he won't live in Ramat Eshkol. He'll even come to Neve Yaakov, and he'll learn mamash, shtak. He's not over here for vacation. And he's telling up a shtub where he wants to be mamshich, Torah. And where does he go? He goes to the Beis HaKisei to check out the Esrog. He goes to all the lounges and pool halls and who knows what, and plays games, fishing, whatever, anything you want to do. Anything you can think of. Das ist nicht Avodah Zarah. Das ist nicht vergeuscht. You think I'm a fanatic? Think about it. We're taken in by the culture of America. And it takes 5 years till it comes in by the goyim, and it takes another 5 years till it's by us. Second nature. We are affected by our surroundings. That is Avodah Zarah. Lies kechol amim. What was the Gros Yetzirah and Yenetz Kufa to have Avodah Zarah on all the borders of Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael, they were sitting and learning, they were shtak, they were doing everything gewaldi. But they had to have Avodah Zarah all the way around the borders. What's Epis? The Goyim should see we're together, we're part of them. We have the same culture as you. Yeah, rather, we still believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. But we're part of that culture. We have no idea how much va'avdel eschem, what says in Chazal, if you are separated from the rest of them, then you're mine. It says, Ribbono Shel Olam, let's see. Let's see how much I have a dollar. And Taka, when I go out with a culture from the goyim, that's the way the house looks like later, Taka. That's the way it looks. Fagoisht. When the Bach says, I say, Oleinu l'shabeach, at the end of Tfilah, and then we're masakin it at the end of Tfilah, in order not to be influenced when I go out and do business, we're not talking about Avodah Zarah, I'm going to become a goy. I'm going to go off Yiddishkeit. No, you're going to stay with Yiddishkeit. Don't get influenced by their culture. Don't think that the smart businessman, Derech Roshoyim Tzelecha, because you're going to have a beautiful office in Manhattan, that's going to make you money. That is Avodah Zarah. That's Avodah Zarah. In the summer, I was asking somebody, why are you paying so much money for a fashtunken few meters in Manhattan? He's paying $250,000 rent. If you have a choshuvan address, different. People look up to you. Right, wrong, I'm not going into it. But it's an Avodah Zarah. It's an Avodah Zarah. Because I forget where Panos is coming from. I forget what's called Hishtadlus. Avada, you mechiv to make panosa, go out and make money, support Klal Yisrael, think that you're the gabbai of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and without you, the Ribbono Shel Olam wouldn't be able to take care of yeshivas. Go ahead, no problem. But don't become fagoisht. Don't become fagoisht. And when I propose, like a goy, the house looks like a goy. And you'd be surprised how it comes in. If you can have Jungerleit down the road, not far from here, Dortmund in Wieses, in Camp Eshkol, you can have them over there, going skateboarding together. That means they became Ovda Avodah Zarah. They can be sitting and learning during the day. But they'll be Ovda Avodah Zarah. Because they took the American culture and brought it into their house. That's the way a Ben Torah walks around. That's the way a Ben Torah behaves. Oleinu l'shabeach was musukan, says the Bach, in order to break that. When I say Oleinu l'shabeach b'kavona, and I say hu lekeinu ein oid, there's only one, Hashem Echad. And I say, V'alilim korosi kareisun. And I say that there's no koyach of Avodah Zarah. And when the Ribbono Shel Olam be Hashem Echad, it'll be a different world. On that, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ashrei ha'om shekoch aloi. I don't have the spiders from Yidden saying Krishna. Shema Yisrael, Alanga Shemana Esra, with all the mitzvahs, Diktuka mitzvahs, and with all the Gracie yeshivas, Klal Yisrael was like that during this Beis Hamikdash. But if you want to know if you're part of my camp, Atem Shali, you're mine, that I want to see how much is the influence, how much is the heart, Fageisht or hearts, nicht Fageisht. When you walk into a bochel's room and you see what pictures he has hanging up, you'll know how much Oivda Avodah Zorah he is. When he's mashed the stupid Schwarzer, then you'll know, Atem Shali or not. Then the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, yeah, you could carry on, learning, no problem. Diktuk HaMitzvahs, Gewaldik. But you're not part of my camp. You're Shaykh to Nebuchadnezzar's camp. On that, says the Bach, the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, oh, when they say Aleinu, and Aleinu L'Shabeach tells me that the Taka trying to implant in them this Kneged, the Avodah Zorah, says, Pamal Yashamal, Rebbeinu Shlomo stands there, B'simcha, and he says, ah, take a look at what Klal Yisrael is like. Take a look at my people. One step further. Wait a few more minutes till we get the chicken. Aleinu Shabeach is such a powerful tefillah that if anything went wrong with our tefillahs on the way, or anything stopping our tefillahs Kabbalistically, the Ari brings down that a lot of times the tefillahs can be taken in by all different reasons because of our averus, and therefore it doesn't hit the right spot. But with Aleinu L'Shabeach, Aleinu L'Shabeach gives it the extra push that it goes through up to Beis Nishamayla. What's Pshat? Pshat is Pshat. You can go through a tefillah. This is what stated in other svarim, that people run out by Ashrei Volatzion. People already schmoozing during Aleinu. They don't chat. They've davened a language minister. They ask for panosa. The hashpah is like in midair. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo is ready to give it because you davened for it. And you davened with kavana. But in order for it to reach to you, you just got to say one more tefillah. Aleinu L'Shabeach. I've got to break and implant in me this emunah, this yidia. And the guy walks out by Ashrei Volatzion because he's got to catch his train to Manhattan. Idiot, you missed the whole game. You said a gewaldig Shemoneh Esrei. You said you're probably on the train, you're going to say every scholar that's written in the book to make money today. You'll take out your klaf at Pitamakateras. You'll take out your Perik Shira. You'll say Nishmas 5 times. You'll run 40 days to the Kaisel. You'll do everything that's Shaya. You missed the boat. If you just say Aleinu L'Shabeach, the tefillah and the hashpah of all that you've davened will come down. You missed it. You missed that Aleinu L'Shabeach. Aleinu L'Shabeach is so powerful when I say it b'kavana that it makes the tefillahs that I davened that day go straight up. And when I miss out on Aleinu, Yizoye, says the Mishnah Berurah, be'em over yiro, because there's so much in the Aleinu L'Shabeach. It's so powerful, but be careful how you say it. And if you want to know, I always tina, that's why it's the biggest Yetzirah by Aleinu. You'll see that the biggest Yetzirah, ready, guys, already half out. Go to any shul, shtibel, yeshiva, Aleinu Shabeach, you're ready halfway in the hallway, finishing it off. You're ready, everybody has this Yetzirah that Aleinu, I'm already taken off my tefillin. Even though I'll pay alocha l'chatchila, you shouldn't take off tefillin until after Aleinu. But the Yeved, you can take off the Volatzion. But Chathila, not till after Aleinu. And everybody seems by Aleinu is already, let's get out of here. You know what I mean? I've got to have my cigarette and coffee. I've been here already 40 minutes, Nebuch. Think about it. I put in a good davening. I put on tefillin kalocha. I did everything kalocha. And the tefillin is standing there in midair, sort of, The hashpah is not here yet. Because I'm missing that extra gas. I'm missing that extra push. that Alein Lushabeach has that koyach. The Ribbono Yishlam should give us the seichel to understand a small halacha. Yizoher, be careful, be kavona, be emo, be yiro. When we say Alein Lushabeach, it's not a frum a maisa that you can't talk during davening. It's not a frum a maisa that's schmoozing at the back. Is a psa yeshivish a maisa. I was brought up all my life schmoozing at the back. Alein Lushabeach is the koyach. That's the bullet that gives the extra push to everything that I put into. That's the koyach that gives us that we don't get influence from the outside influence. On that, the Ribbono Yishlam says, Ashrei Yom Shekochalo, you're mine, you're my people. On that, he gives us Siyata Dishmaya. When we think about it, when we'll be misnaig, lahalocha, all the way to what Alein Lushabeach stands for, we will have a different Siyata Dishmaya. Thank you.